Dr. Olivero dictating on Donna Reese. The last name is R-E-I-S. First name D-O-N-A. Number one, the patient has essential hypertension. The patient has been taking diuretics in the form of clortalidone. She has been taking a spironolactone. Vasodilators and beta blockers. And the patient maintains his systolic blood pressure around 180 most of the time. Period. The patient claims her uncanny addiction to salt. She likes salt in everything along with hot sauces. She drinks significant amount of fluid. And as a matter of fact, this time the patient has gained more than 5 pounds of body weight. The systolic, as mentioned before, is around 180. And the heart rate is in the 60s. In this particular setting, it's pretty close to impossible to control the blood pressure. The patient doesn't have any symptoms associated to hypertension so far. When we look at the laboratory workup, the protein, the albumin creatinine ratio is 17, which is normal. The serum creatinine is 0.87, the BUN is 15, and the BUN creatinine ratio is normal. The estimated GFR is 66, and the urinalysis fails to show the presence of proteinuria. Number two, obesity, that is related to the above-mentioned fact, plus the excessive intake of calories. Following number, the patient has obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with a CPAP. Following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes, and the hemoglobin A1C is 5.9. And she has been complaining of pain in the right shoulder, especially when she drives and turns to the left. The right shoulder has a lot of pain. To the physical examination, doesn't seem to be bursitis. This patient was an athlete, always playing sports, golf, and tennis. And is still playing golf actively 4 days a week. But I explained in detail, and I discussed with her the pathophysiology of arterial hypertension, hoping for her to understand that if she doesn't change her behavior, she's going to pay for the consequences. The patient has a normal lipid panel. We are going to evaluate her in January after the holidays to see if she's going to to require a different intervention. Period. The prognosis is guarded. I invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 9 minutes.